From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Airstrikes hit hospital in Syria. The sound of men frantically digging through the debris after an airstrike in Syria's Idlib province. Doctors Without Borders says one of its hospitals was destroyed while three other medical facilities were damaged in northern Syria by what rebels battling the Assad government claim were targeted airstrikes by the regime. Medics and witnesses say at least 10 people were killed at a maternity and pediatric clinic hit by missiles and rockets in the border town of Azaz. The charity group also said its 30-bed hospital was destroyed and 7 people were killed in Idlib province. Initially, the hospital in Idlib was thought to be the only medical facility struck, but VOA's Jamie Detmer, who was at a hospital in Kilis, Germany, where the Syrian victims were taken, said it was more than that. Much more.
I mean, in fact, it's not just one hospital that was hit today. There were four. Two in Idlib province, two in Aleppo province. One hospital was a pediatric hospital just over the border from Kilis at Azaz, which had been struck before. And some of the injured from that hospital were being brought over, as well as the injured from a school that had been sheltering displaced Syrians elsewhere in northern Aleppo countryside as well.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Monday his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters take the town of Azaz. Turkey shelled the U.S.-backed Kurdish People's Protection Unit's fighters several times in recent days, and Mr. Davutoğlu warned that if the Kurds do not withdraw from a nearby airbase, then Turkish forces will make it unusable. In the meantime, Turkey's foreign minister says no decision has been made on a ground force against the Islamic State. This is